Bikurim per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Birishana kom mishi yadei likreis kerei. In the beginning, anybody that knew how to read Parshas Bikurim would read it. V'chol mishi any yadei likreis makrenoiso. And anybody that didn't know how to read Parshas Bikurim, they would read it for him, they would say it out, and the person would repeat it. Nimnu milahavi. So what happened was, is that people were embarrassed, so they wouldn't bring Bikurim at all, because they didn't want to look like they didn't know how to read. Hiskinu shu makren es mishi yadei ves mishi any yadei. So they made a takana that they would always read for anybody, whether you knew, whether you didn't know how to read. Now, it had to be done in the parsha, because it was Tvarim Shebichsav, so you couldn't say it bal peh. And there were also, sounded like there were issues, people also had a problem reading from the Torah as well, like the Mishnah Shana goes into a little bit. Otherwise, why would you have somebody have to say it out for them? You could just read it inside. So they made a takana that they'd always say it out loud, and the person that was bringing the Bikurim would repeat it and answer. And the Rav says that they were Samech on the Pasuk. It almost sounds like an Asmachta. As the Torah says, Vanisa v'amarta. And the Rav uses, and the Lashon is, Vein aniya elo mipiacher. And answering is only when you're answering what somebody else is telling you and you're answering the same thing. Now, the Mishnah Shani also points out, obviously, we have Vanisa in many other places in the Torah that does not mean this. It just means over here that this is what Vanisa means. And this is the Asmachta.